Arizona Western College this week unveiled its Yuma Promise program. It allows Yuma County High School grads to have their out-of-pocket tuition and fees repaid to them if they get an associate's degree at the Yuma Community College and move on to a degree program in the city from one of the state's three public universities. Students also have to fill out the federal FAFSA form for financial aid. This follows a similar program introduced for residents of La Paz County. Daniel Kaur joins me to talk more about this. He's president of Arizona Western College, where he says two-thirds of the students are the first in their family to attend college. And Daniel, first off, what's behind this idea?
Well, there are really three very simple goals. We wanted to incentivize full-time enrollment at Arizona Western College. We wanted to incentivize associate degree completion at Arizona Western College. And we wanted to incentivize transfer to one of our three on-site state university partners located right here in Yuma.
So how does that work in terms of the transfer? What kinds of programs from the three universities do you have available there in Yuma?
Yeah, so we've got a growing number of face-to-face, in-person course offerings right here in Yuma, program offerings, I should say, right here in Yuma. But beyond that, if there is a program that someone is that is not offered by one of our three state universities face-to-face here in Yuma, they're able to take that program online as long as they maintain a Yuma address, which really covers the entire spectrum of degree offerings from our three state universities.
Why is it so important for you and for Arizona Western College that your students get their associate's degrees and then go on to a four-year school?
Yeah, so as part of our very ambitious strategic plan that we've had in place for about 18 months, we created a BHAG. That's a big, hairy, audacious goal that we sought out to double baccalaureate attainment among Yuma and La Paz County residents by 2035. And why is that so audacious? Well, we don't offer baccalaureate degrees, but we knew for this community to become a thriving community and that lives are transformed through education, we needed to act in a really big way. And the Yuma Promise is a manifestation of that. We want talented, educated citizens of Yuma and La Paz County to be able to live, work, and thrive in Yuma County. And this is the catalyst to achieve that.
Is this sort of an economic argument you're making here that for that part of the state to really succeed, you need residents who have four-year university degrees living and working there?
No question. Absolutely. You know, any hallmark of a thriving community is an educated populace. And what we want to reduce any burden or barrier to that education among our students. And I'll tell you, our students are profoundly impacted by poverty. Fully 22% of our students have family median income of less than $20,000. Family income of less than $20,000. So this is a way of saying cost will not be a barrier to you achieving your educational dreams and aspirations. And then upon earning that baccalaureate degree in Yuma, that feeds talent into the local economy.
Well, I'm wondering about all those students you mentioned who come from low-income backgrounds. Do you find that they are able to put up the money for tuition and fees up front to be able to be reimbursed after they get their degree?
So over 50% of our students, close to 60%, I think it's like 58 right now, are fully Pell eligible. If we can just get them to fill out the FAFSA, the financial aid form, they're going to find out that their costs are covered. They won't get any reimbursement. The federal government through Title IV financial aid will pay their tuition and fees. But so many of our students, because they're first generation, attend part-time and pay as they go. They never fill out a financial aid form. So this part of this is to get them to understand that full-time enrollment can, in many cases, and in case of our students, most cases, be funded through Title IV federal financial aid.
For students who do have to pay, what does it cost for a semester of tuition and fees at your school?
Well, we're $86 a credit hour right now, and this is to incentivize full-time enrollment. So assuming 12 credit hours, it'd be somewhere around $1,000. And of course, then you add on, you know, some ancillary fees and books, you know, so it'd be about $1,200 or more a semester full-time.
Do you have a sense of how many students ideally you'll have taking you up on this offer?
Boy, we hope we're overwhelmed. We're planning to be overwhelmed with response, which is, you know, the best way to plan for it. But we're hoping for a 20 to 25% increase in the number of first-time students attending full-time.
Do you know of other schools that are doing something similar to this?
You know, there are various Promise programs, you know, across the nation. Most of them are funded at the state level. To my knowledge, this type scenario is unique to Arizona Western College as it relates to Arizona.
How do you plan to measure success? Like, how will you know if this is having the intended effect?
Yeah, three benchmarks. Increased full-time enrollment, increased associate degree completion, increased rates of transfer to our three state universities here in Yuma. So we didn't want to roll something out that we couldn't evaluate or assess down the road to see if it's being successful. We have three very well-defined, easily measured outcomes that we'll be tracking.
All right. That is Daniel Kaur, president of Arizona Western College. Thanks for taking the time to chat. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.